It's time once again here on Sunday in the Country to have you joined by Willie Hallahan. The website is Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com, a website dedicated to promoting events that raise funds in our tri-state region, sporting events. And even if I think there are other far-flung sporting events, regular sporting events, Willie, it's nice to have you on the telephone again this morning.
Thank you, Marshall, as always, for having me on, and happy pre-Thanksgiving week to you.
Yeah, it's coming upon us real quick.
Boy, time just flies, doesn't it?
It really does. So what do you have for us? First of all, taking a look at the events that are coming up, I know it's starting to whittle down to a few events, but I just took a peek at your sportingacause.com, and I saw a bunch of events coming up for the next week or so.
Yeah, you're right. They are slowing down a little bit. Post-summer and autumn season, but there's still some things going on. Yesterday, I just want to make a note of an event that I think will be of interest to people, at least its cause. It was called the Hillacious Half. It's a half marathon over at in Litchfield, hosted by the Litchfield American Legion Post 27. A diabolical race by every measure. But it was raising money for local veterans and families in need in the Litchfield area, so very, very worthy cause. Today also is the last of the six-week series of Rod and Gun Club turkey shoots at the Northwestern Connecticut Rod and Gun Club, and also the final week of a three-week series of bowling tournaments at the Cove up in Great Barrington. Local youth sports programs were the benefit of that. And there's a fun thing going on. Unless you live right in the area, you wouldn't make it in time, but there's this has got to be a fun event for a variety of reasons. It's called the Law Enforcement Torch Run 5th Annual Holiday Sweater Fun Run 5K. People wear their funky holiday sweaters, run a 5K, and then they celebrate at Moe's Tavern in Pittsfield. It's just got to be a fun thing. And that benefits the Special Olympics in Massachusetts. Each state runs its own Special Olympics programs, and in that event helps theirs. And also, Marshall, thanks to you, a late-breaking event today, very soon, is the 5th annual DWTA, that's the Dover Wingdale Teachers Association Turkey Raffle Run Walk. It's a run, but also I get the feeling that a walk is probably the dominant feature of this event. It raises money for the Center of Compassion, which is a local food bank, and people who participate are asked to bring either cash donations or three non-perishable food items to compete. It starts at 10, goes to 11, then 11:30 there's a raffle. The raffle's a big component of this. But if you live in the area, you can get over there and take part in the raffle, be part of an event that's doing good work in the community. Then we move to Thanksgiving Day. There are four races going on Thanksgiving morning, at least one each in each of the three states of our listening and my reading area. The first is the Ferncliff Forest Turkey Trot 5K. That's over in Rhinebeck. And benefits the Ferncliff Forest Preserve. The Goshen Turkey Trot over at the Goshen Fairgrounds. This is its 41st year. It's been around forever. It's a 10K and raises money for a basket of local charities. There's a Turkey Trot at Arlington High School over in LaGrange. This is a multi-race race. There's a one-mile kids run. There's a two-mile, five-mile, and a 25K. And United Way is a beneficiary there. And then, last but not least, is the Thankful 5K in Pittsfield, Mass. This is put on by the Berkshire Running Center, a running store up there that's very active in the running world. And that benefits the Autism Connection. All these races are fairly early in the morning. 8 or 9, quick race, brief ceremonies, maybe some light refreshments, and then people can get on with their holiday plans. Excuse me.
That's a great way to actually burn off calories before you...
Oh, yeah, really? You and I should try that, Marshall.
I don't think so.
That's pretty much it for the rest of the week. The weekend just right after Thanksgiving is really nothing going on because of the holiday. But what I do have, Marshall, if it's okay with you, I do a weekly blog on my website, and this week's blog that I wrote is in honor of NASCAR Dave McMillan, who ended his career last Sunday on your show, and I'd love to read it to your listeners if it's okay with you.
That's very okay with me. So this is, of course, Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, and the floor is all yours, Mr. Hallahan.
Thank you, Marshall. NASCAR Dave has left the building. The final broadcast of NASCAR Dave McMillan's hometown Sunday morning show on WHDD Radio this past week ended a career that spanned 25 years. But what he managed to accomplish over that distance is the real story here. If you follow the arc of Dave's life, you'll find a blueprint of what the average working man can accomplish in his lifetime. Starting 25 years ago, with a 15-minute radio show to talk about NASCAR racing, Dave, along with his wife Chris and a couple of radio cohorts, scraped together two Thanksgiving dinners for local families in need. Dave understood hunger. He'd experienced it himself as a young man. "When you go to sleep hungry, you wake up hungry," Dave said. "I never forgot that." Over time, the show grew to 3 hours at Robin Hood Radio, and the Sunday in the Country food drive grew as well. This year, 500 turkey dinners will find their way into deserving tri-state homes this Thanksgiving. To date, the organization has raised over $300,000 and still counting. But Dave's service to community didn't end with a food drive. He used his show to promote uncountable fundraisers throughout his listening area. Firemen's breakfasts, veterans causes, walks for Alzheimer's, sports-related fundraisers, and much, much more. No charity was too small for Dave to shed light on. He made each cause important. During his last broadcast last Sunday, as well-wishers were calling in a steady stream, Dave reminded listeners there was still time to catch the local pancake breakfast. By week's end, Dave and Chris will be at their new home in Florida. The Sunday morning show will continue under a different format, and Dave has left the country in the food Sunday in the Country food drive in capable hands. In these parts, life will certainly continue without Dave and Chris, just not quite as well. Besides leaving an unmatchable legacy of community service, Dave leaves behind some lessons and inspiration for those who have been paying attention. Always remember where you came from. Understand the importance of giving back. Always acknowledge those who have helped you along the way. And maybe, most significantly, see how much one average man can accomplish in a lifetime.
That's terrific, Willie. It hits NASCAR Dave on the head. And I've had people ask me, why did you not have somebody replace NASCAR Dave? And to be quite honest with you, when you have somebody that's been on the air for 25 years and built what Dave built and the brand that he built and the public service that he built, it would be extremely unfair to try to bring somebody in to fill those shoes, because it wouldn't be close to being the same. As a broadcaster myself, I can take the heat that it's not the same, all right? And I realize it's not the same. But anybody stepping into those shoes, it's just an enormous task. That's why Bill Anstadt stepping in and taking over the Sunday in the Country food drive itself, and then also the NASCAR Challenge Series. It takes a special person that's going to put that commitment in. And when that person comes along, eventually they will, they'll be able to come in and start something a little bit different. But Dave built a legacy. And, you know, Willie, you and I both know a lot of people. Lots of people build their own legacies, whether they're good or bad. Most people build a terrific legacy. But Dave went one step above that and just committed, basically, I'll say 70% of his life to public service. And that was just a great blog piece that you wrote.
Well, thank you. It was certainly heartfelt.
Well, we're going to keep going with you. I know that I limit you on time, unlike Dave.
It's okay.
but you know,
I just talk a little faster, that's all.
It goes back to the time when we were at Q103 and they had and the show finally expanded to 1 hour, and they started going over 1 hour, and I always used to call up like at 5 after the hour and say, "Okay, let's get to the ID here." So that's why when Dave came over here, we figured 3 hours would be a good time slot for Dave to be in.
He certainly filled it and filled it well.
All right. Hey, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to your listeners.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Willie.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Willie Hanlahan this morning with us here on, of course, Sunday in the Country. I'm Marshall Miles, and Willie's website, of course, again, is sportingacause.com.